Welcome to Sustain This, a podcast where we discuss mindful consumption, personal style, and the quest for living a more intentional life. I'm Alyssa, a sustainable stylist.
And I'm Christina, a shopaholic turned minimalist-ish.
And I'm Sina, a color consultant and slow fashion style coach.
Together, we will unpack the nuances of what it really means to be a conscious consumer and find more joy in what we have right now. So grab your tea, your coffee, or whatever floats your boat and join us in the conversation. Let's go.
Yay.
Hello, everyone. We are in Copenhagen. This is the first time we have been in the same room together.
Mm-hmm. Doing the podcast.
I mean,
doing the podcast.
We've been in the same room for a while.
Sorry. Okay, but like this is our first time actually meeting in person. So normally, if you don't know, Alyssa and I are both from Canada. We film in Eastern Standard Time. Sina is in Denmark. So whenever we do get together to record the podcast, it's bright and early, 7 a.m. our time. And afternoon for you.
Yeah.
But we meet virtually, and it's exciting to be in the same room. This is a very special couple of episodes coming up for you guys, because it'll probably be, I don't know, another 6 months to a year before we're in the same room again. So drink it in, eat it up.
I don't know where to look. Enjoy my awkward fidgeting.
Today we're talking about other places to find style inspiration than the internet.
Yes,
because there's so many other ways to get inspired on how to dress and develop your style and just looking at Instagram.
Being here is like, I think, what prompted that, right? Like when you're in a different environment and you just feel you're exposed to so many other things that you're not used to looking at. And I think that's kind of, that's it, right?
You see,
where do you guys get your inspo from if it's not the internet?
Definitely the street, I find. Like walking around either. So we were, prior to being in Copenhagen, we were in London. And I live in Toronto, and that's like another sort of fashion city. So it's interesting to see, like, I don't know. I find actually I get probably like the most inspiration or the most like, oh, I like the way that's put together, et cetera, from seeing people in real life, because you also see the way the clothing moves and like the whole aura of the person. And I think it's like, we talked about this in a previous episode. It's like when I'm inspired by someone, it's like the whole package. Like you see the way they walk, the way they carry themselves, like, and you kind of create like a little story of like who that person is. Like, oh, I wonder where they're going, or like they just look like they're ready to go to like some awesome business meeting that's like super important and fancy, or they're going to some dinner, or maybe they're going to like a photo shoot, or like it just creates this like sense of mystery and allure around it. And I think that is part of it for me when I see inspiration on the street too.
We talked a little bit about like during the trip, like, oh, did you see that lady in the airport? Did you see that girl on the tube? Do you remember any outfits that you saw on this trip that you were really like into?
That lady at the airport, she was dressed in like all cream, and like it's like,
wait,
whoa,
sorry, where was this?
At the, in Stansted.
Behind us. When we were going to through security.
We were going through security. She kept me going through that long security line. She was like, oh, she was so good. Like cream overcoat, sort of like a tan, more like a tan cognac-y sweater, a bunch of layered necklaces and like rings. I was like shocked. I was like, how did this woman like get through security with all this jewelry on, right? And then she had like a nice tapered pant and almost like a, it was like a moccasin. It was like a chunky moccasin, also in cream. Everything else was like, no, this was tan, this was cream. And I just, I loved how she was wearing cream on the plane, because most people just go towards black. I love a monochrome look. I think it's so good. And I don't know, she just moved very gracefully. She was very, like, unbothered by everything. And I think to your point, like...
Oh, did she have brown hair?
Yes. She was, like, dark.
Gold,
I think she was Italian. I'm going to take credit. I don't know. Maybe she wasn't. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going...
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You're good.
Yeah,
great. Are we good? Yes.
Yes, I did see her. Yeah. I think she was getting searched when I was getting searched.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, you are chic and fabulous.
But I like how you can almost, like how you were saying, you make up the story of someone in their head. But I also feel like when you're in the same physical, when you share the same physical space with someone, even if it's outside or whatever, you get a sense of their energy. And you can also sense, I think, if it's authentic or not. You know, like in photos, it's very... it's so easy to like buy an outfit for the gram and take a photo and like look really nonchalant while you're sitting
in the cafe. Yeah, and you can make any piece look good if you stand the right way. Even something that's ill-fitting, you can like, okay, if I do this post, then it looks good.
Exactly.
I find that especially with oversized stuff.
Exactly,
like, I have put on blazers that are like comically too big for me, but you can like...
Exactly, which just proves the point, right? You need to look at real people too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that gives you a sense of whether I think it's like true style. And to me, that's what's more inspirational. Mm. It's not that she's wearing monochrome. It's not that she's wearing like a cognac boot. It's not about all of those things. It's like, this woman is good. Like
this look was made for this, her.
Yeah, yeah, you know? I think that's the cool bit.
It's true, yeah. There's a woman in my neighborhood that I sometimes meet when I'm out walking the dog. She has a dog too. And she'll wear like really simple outfits. Like in summertime, it would be like a, you know, crew neck t-shirt, like straight cut, kind of really simple. Mm-hmm. And then she always has like a lot of rings and like bracelets on and stuff. And I'm like, this is so cool. Like she's just out walking her dog and she's just rocking all of her jewelry. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, me too.
And it kind of inspires me to be like, okay, well, if she can wear that on a dog walk, so can I.
Yeah,
I find that, like, that's the best part about inspiration for me is, like, it gives you
permission
or just, like, the bravery to just go and try something. And there's this, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about, like London style and Copenhagen style that we've noticed so far. And it's because it's just so, like... I think that is one of the amazing things about travel, and it always reminds me of like, oh, I need to travel more and like get out of my own city even more, because like you can find a lot of inspiration with your own city, like the lady in your neighborhood or just like streets of Toronto, streets of Ottawa, streets of Milan, wherever. But like whatever's local to you, I feel like sometimes maybe that's like you kind of see the same thing over and over again. Like I find in Toronto, it's an awesome fashion hub, fashion city, but like there's like a Toronto girly,
right?
And then there's like a Copenhagen style and a London style. So, yeah, and it's just so different. So, yeah, let's talk about it. Like, what have you noticed about London?
You had a really good rundown, I think, for Copenhagen at least.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So we've only seen a few like in real life Copenhagen women walking around, and I follow a lot of like Copenhagen street style, and I find I get a lot of inspiration from that. But I'm seeing a lot of just beautiful women. They're kind of like on the go, so they want to be comfortable. And I'm seeing a lot of sneakers, either like a chunky sneaker or like a Samba, New Balance, like that kind of thing. Long, oversized overcoat. And then everyone's in either a baseball cap or like a colorful beanie. Like there's a bit of like, there's a pop of color in there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not seeing a lot of backpacks. I'm seeing a lot of tote bags. So like... Mm-hmm. And I find that's like another like extra chic kind of like commuter. I don't know. It just looks great. It looks so it's like comfortable. It's like stylish, put together. It's not just like I'm going to throw on like sweatpants because I got to get out the door and be comfortable. Like I think.
But if you do, you need to remember the contrast. You need the contrasting element to make it look like you actually tried.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to knock a sweatpant. I love it. It looks great. I haven't seen a lot of sweatpants in either London or Copenhagen so far. Like people. There's the sneaker element for sure, but like there's, I think that's the other parts, right? There's like jeans and then the long overcoat and the nice bag and like then the sporty hat kind of brings it all back together kind of to match with the shoe vibe. And it's like a nice balance. Mm-hmm. It looks great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I made a whole video about like Danish style. It was more not necessarily Copenhagen style, but more Danish style in general. Yeah. Like how to dress like a Dane. And it's just it's not, you know, I'm not saying that everyone dresses this way, and it will definitely vary from where I live, which is a small suburb in the southern part of Denmark, and then we're in Copenhagen, which is a lot more diverse in many ways, I guess. So it will definitely vary depending on where you are. But yeah, I think you're right. Like, often we talk about Danish style as very like gray, white, black, like very monochrome. But I think in Copenhagen, people are not afraid to wear like a pop of color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it's almost like a reflection. And I don't know about you both, but I also find a lot of inspiration from the architecture and just the environment of the city of where you're in. And I was commenting to Sina this morning, like, from the very little that I've seen of Copenhagen and Denmark, it's like this ability to do that high contrast, right? Like, it's yesterday it was cold and moody and windy and rainy outside, and yet inside, like, you could see everybody's windows. Like, there's a lot of symmetry. There's a lot of, like, you know, like the flat buildings, and every window is like perfectly square with the perfect sash windows. But inside, it's really cozy and warm, and there's color and there's life. And I think that was very much reflected in, like, what you described, right? Like, we've got the function mixed with this beautiful, like, sumptuous coziness. Yes.
Even the room that we're in right now, we talked about it this morning, right? We have, like, very raw walls, like a very raw brick wall. Yeah. But then we have this, like, soft wooden beds, and, like, those, like, harsh contrasts. I feel even down here there's, like, a bit of concrete and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's very... very Danish.
Textures.
Yeah, bringing, like, the... you know, the rough, and then kind of soften it all up, like making it feel more cozy.
I like that mix of, it's like a big texture.
And I think you see that even in style, like that kind of cozy element is such a big part of the Danish way of, like, dressing in general.
I love it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what about London?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what about
London? I noticed a lot of, like, loafers and, like, Oxford shoes.
Like, very classic, neat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, literally, men in... three-piece suits on the tube. I'm like, looks so good. And just, like, I think I got a lot of inspiration from seeing the men. Yeah, because, like, there was one gentleman, he had an ascot on and, like, a vest, three-piece suit, blazer, nice. They're not loafers. Are they called Oxford shoes?
Like the ones with the lace? Like,
with the laces?
Yeah.
Or a brogue. Depends if they're perforated.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay, brogue. And they had, like, a beautiful cognac brown, and they had, like, his, like, messenger bag, reading a book. And I'm like, this is, like, I don't want to say it's, like, the stereotype, but it is kind of, like, what you think of when you see, like, when you think of, like, British style. So it's, like, very smart, proper, chic, very put together, but proper, just, like, but there was also a sense of effortlessness to it as well. And I was just, like, the fact that you can be commuting in this outfit, like, to me, I would feel very dressed up and, like, overdone. But I feel like the story that I'm creating around the people that I see that inspire me, I'm like, oh, you do this every day. Mm. Like, I can tell, I don't know, that's just, like, the sense that I get. Mm. So there's just, like, sense of pride in, like, getting dressed. Or even, like, when we were on our way to the airport, it was, like, 6 a.m. Mm. And I saw a girl, like, in the in, like, Paddington Station, 6 a.m. done up. Like, she got up early to get ready for her day. And it's, like, before the sun has risen.
Yeah. That was a priority.
Yeah. And I think that's, like, really cool, because for me, I'd just be like, oh, I'm going to be like a, I'm going to be a bag of shit this morning. And, like,
6 a.m. looks like.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
So, like, I also found the women's fashion in London to be, like, very, and I find this about British humor in general also, like, it's very quirky.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of quirk, there's a lot of prints, there's a lot of, like, really interesting silhouettes, again, like, this crazy contrast, but with almost less focused on the texture element and more just on the, like, personality. Mm. Like, it's, like, different personalities in one look.
Yeah.
And I think they do that so, so well. Like, a super shaggy, bright purple coat, I think I saw on one woman, and then, like, a sneaker and jeans. Like, it just really, really cool. Like, cool mix of styles and personality there.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Did you have, you had a woman in mind or someone in mind with an outfit that you, before I mentioned Airport Lady?
From,
like,
London?
An outfit that stood out? Was it from London or Copenhagen?
I was the two, I think it was the two girls on the Copenhagen subway on the metro, on the way here. So they got on and they kind of looked like sisters to me.
Was it the one with the little mini scarf?
I think. Yeah, I don't remember that, but I remember the sneakers. They were both in jeans. Like, and the jeans were, like, a kind of, like, a relaxed fit. And one had, her coat was almost like a blazer. Yeah, so it was, like, a thick check. Yeah, like
a tweed almost.
Yeah, and what was the print? What's, like, all the squares?
Baby houndstooth
print. And then the other one was in a long overcoat. And both, I think, I can't remember if one or both had just the baseball caps on. Yeah. But then their hair was down and it was kind of, like, half back but not. Like, it was, like, like out, but like a lot of like this, you know, so just like really effortless and like throw on. And it was just, yeah, I'm like, that's it. Yeah. Because to me, it's like the, it's that level of, I love, so my style words are like, my style words are minimal, classic, and sporty with a modifier of edgy. And I think the sporty element of my style is how I integrate a lot of like relaxation into my look. So like, I love a pair of sneakers with denim or, and then pairing a blazer with that. So like, I think that kind of like relaxed, oversized, just throw on element is like what I'm really attracted to. And I love to see that. I love to see how other people do it, because I think like when I was like starting to play with oversized style, I would just like size up like a bunch of sizes and then wonder why it wasn't really working.
Yeah, so you need to kind of balance it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either through the elements of style, because I think an all oversized look can be cool too, but then you definitely need to think about like other things, like the colors you're putting together or like the contrasting elements or like what you can do to kind of lift it and make it, to polish it off kind of.
And it's funny because actually, oh, I know what it was too. It was actually like seeing Sina in real life for the first time.
Really?
So we went to go pick her up and I'm like, I've seen like this overcoat. I've seen...
The green one?
Yeah, I've seen your like sneakers and like how you do your style. I've seen your outfits before, but like seeing it in real life versus on camera, it's just, there's something so different to it. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so chic and just so cool. Oh, and like... the way the, like, again, it's like seeing the movement of the clothes and like how the whole person carries themselves in their style. And I find also like with you, like you get ready for the day like right away. She's seen as like an early riser. So she's like up and at 'em. So I'm like getting out of bed and I'm like all just like, where am I? And she's like so fresh and done up. So like you can see that you take a lot of time and like pride in yourself, and like that's part of like your, the thing that you do first thing in the morning. And it's like, I don't know, it's just cool and inspiring, and it's just cool to see it all like come together as the package.
Thank
you. Yeah, I've always been an early riser. That's like my prime time of the day. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and then it'll drop later.
But, yeah. After the dip, the crash, So yeah, there's something to seeing things in real life that that just makes it, I feel
a whole
like
other experience.
Yeah, it puts it all together.
It all coming together, yeah, I think now that we're on the topic of like how we put together outfits and how we see each other, like, because it's the same experience for me, kind of. Like, Christina, you have, like, what I really like about your style and what I find really inspiring is that, like, you're very, I think, especially, like, being a little bit more edgy and, like, creative, I think I'm very inspired by that, because I'm trying to work in edgy in my outfits, but it's also, I don't know, it's also, I think your aura, like you're like, I don't know, so chill and like, you know, it's but you seem very confident and like you know what you want. And I, you know, I can be a bit of a pushover sometimes. So it's like, you know, it's very inspiring for me to like see how that all comes together and how that fits with your style, which is very like, I feel very sharp and like,
yeah, it's fun. I just, that's like something I had to learn, of just like throwing things together. And because I do think it is different on camp, like even on, like sometimes I'll get comments on my like YouTube styling videos, and I know my style's not for everybody. So it's like, oh, like that's like way too big for you, or like those kind of comments. And I'm like, that's fine, but like I know what I like and what I feel good in. If I'm throwing that on, like if it's way too big for me, that's part, like it's a, there's something intentional about it, like I'm aware. So it's just like, how do you, like I want this vibe and I want to try to make it work and I want to play with it, so I'm just gonna like go out and own it. You know, and I think that takes a little bit of time and experimentation, and like maybe the first time you throw something on, it's like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. This is like, sometimes it doesn't work. And I think whatever it is in your gut, but like, if you want it to work, like, remember when we did this Shop Your Closet and we styled, we called it the mother blazer.
Yes.
So like, it's like very, I have this blazer. It's like quite oversized, but it's engineered to be oversized. So it's actually, it's my correct size. But when I first tried it on, I'm like, this is ridiculous. But the more you play with it, and now I'm like, oh no, I love this blazer. Like, I love wearing it. And it's like, because you like zhuzh it up, you play around, you do the like the big slim skin proportion.
Can we touch on big slim skin?
Let's touch
on
big
who,
slim skin.
Just for people who haven't.
Yeah, so this is if you're like inspired by... So big slim skin is a principle by Tibby. It's in the Tibictionary, so the Tibby Dictionary. So it's a term created by Amy Smilovic, who is our like... She's like the mother of style.
High priestess.
High priestess of style. But I really love the idea of big slim skin, especially if you want to play with oversized dressing.
And like
but
proportions in general.
Because I think it works for anybody, any age, any size, because it's just how you combine clothes together and those proportions. So if an outfit is feeling out of balance, this is to the wearer. So you can be wearing like big, 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 AKA oversized on oversized on oversized and feel great. And if you feel great, there's nothing wrong with the outfit. You don't need to employ this rule. Same with slim. If you're going slim on slim on slim and you love it and you're going for that like sleek cat woman kind of look, perfect.
Also love.
Yeah. Yes. So, but this is more if you're combining things and it just doesn't feel right, you can try this with the clothes when they're on your body, or you make like one simple swap and then the clothing will start to feel better. So you have your big element, which is like your oversized, your flowy, more voluminous piece. Combine that with a slim. So whether it be a slim top, a slim shoe, a slimmer blazer, like some slim element to that fit. Mm-hmm. And then skin. So showing some skin. So that could be a simple rolling up of the sleeve. If you have a button up, maybe you're opening up the chest a little bit more. Or it could even be showing your foot or the ankle. So... So if I'm wearing something quite big, like the Big Mother blazer, then I'll employ big slim skin. I'll wear, instead of wearing like an oversized t-shirt underneath, I'll wear like a bodysuit or rolling up the
actually
sleeve.
What you're wearing right now,
yeah,
right?
This is a really good example. Yeah.
Big slim skin.
Yeah, we can show it.
The slimmer top. Yeah. Is that like a tank top or is it a t-shirt?
It's a long,
like a baby t-shirt kind of?
It's a long sleeve t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So it's like adding that element of definition so that you don't get lost.
Yeah. It looks really good, yeah.
So like... There's not a lot of skin here, but sometimes slim, if you're fully covered, is also your skin because it's almost it's like pretty much on your body.
Right?
Yeah. So, or maybe I'll show the top of my foot with my shoe or something like that. So to me, that's such a game-changing technique to make something work that you're trying to make work.
Yeah.
So if you have all oversized and then you throw on a chunky sneaker and it feels off, try a slimmer sneaker or a ballet flat or even a flip-flop, like a sandal or something.
Yes.
And that's just like a great way to like, because I think a lot of the style I see that I'm inspired by is fairly oversized. So there's like an oversized element to it. And I think making oversized work, as you say, oversized on oversized on oversized can work, but if it's too much for you, then like bringing in those principles. And it also works with the hair.
Wearing a more, if that's what I actually like to do, if I'm wearing something super slouchy all the way through, like even I like highlighting my waist to like make my legs look longer. But some days, especially I'm working from home, I will just wear like black tailored pants and then my gray big sweater and just let it hang loose. Because I find that's a look too. And then I'll sleek back my hair so that it kind of polishes off and like balances out. So that definitely counts. Even the makeup too, I find. Not necessarily a full face, but like balancing out like where you polish it or like where you
Like doing like a very bold eye with a nude lip or a very bold lip with like the rest being very minimal. Like that's nice.
What I really love about your style, Alyssa, is that and I think I said this before, you have a more creative approach, which I really like. Like you don't necessarily overthink things or like overdo it. Like you have a very creative, like even with the hair, like we were doing hair yesterday.
The Botticelli wave. She's got.
Yeah, it looks great.
It
looks like socks.
Yeah, we did like sock curls. If you don't know what it is, Google it. Yeah. Like, it's all over. But like, you mentioned this morning, yeah, that my hair is a bit wild, but I like that.
It's a bit
like,
wild.
Yeah,
that's the undone piece.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it like suits the way you carry yourself and the way you style your outfits. And...
I have to say, like both of your styles, I think it's so cool because they're so. They're so different. Like Christina, like how you were saying with Christina, like it's very, the same word came to mind, like strong.
Yeah.
Like
sharp
point of view, like very like strong point of view. And it's cool because I know you personally, right? Like now we know each of you personally. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like it underscores like how brilliant, like you're so intelligent and so brilliant. And like, it's just really cool to see that come out in your clothing as well. Yeah, like the strong point
of
view.
And I think it proves how powerful it is to like, figure out what your words are. Like it really is not just something you say like, oh, well, it's because I like that aesthetic or whatever. It is like, yes, but it's also rooted within me and that's what I am as a person.
Because it's like you getting to know the person, then you can kind of see and like, oh, I can see how those words come through.
Totally.
Like for you, I know your words are like minimal, classic and undone, but I would say your modifier is almost like dramatic.
Ooh.
There's like a... because you're like, there's a sense of like theatrics to you. Like you're very bubbly and like very like, and I know you are a drama girl. Like you are, you come from musical theater and like, so I mean, so Alyssa packed this beautiful blazer that's like very, very structural, very angular. So like along with your style, I feel like that that piece like added the drama, and then like the sleeves are like a jersey, so it's like a very structured blazer, but then the sleeves are like a very casual element, but you can't tell. But at the same time, I'm like, that's how your words come in, and then you throw that blazer on, and then your hair is always just like, I feel like your hair is like part of your element and aura, like that's part of your styling tool. So she had this blazer on, and it was just like with her hair just going. And it was just,
and you can throw it to one side and just look great. Like you don't have to like.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Right, so I mean, like, I know you want like the bombshell thing. I think the bombshell is like a modifier.
But
the
dramatic is a good one too. I've never heard that word.
Yeah.
But that's also kind of connected to the classic word, right? So they're kind of like connected. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. It's cool.
That's
so.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know. And I find that I'm like thinking about your styling videos now because like you do like the. I don't know, I've seen you in like that bodice top, like it's like a corset almost. And then you throw on like your dear friend, the tall boots. She's got these like tall, chunky boots. And it's just like very sleek and like.
It is drama.
It's like,
that is drama.
Right. It's a good
you're
word.
Right. Yeah.
Drama is a good word.
Yeah.
Maybe I change that to my modifier. Because it's also more like broad. Like bombshell has like, it's a bit more singular. But drama is a better, I think that's a much better word actually. Mm. Okay, I'm going to work on that.
I love how we're like, connecting the dots there. Yeah. Like, and also like just a reminder for people, if you are trying to find your words, because I get sometimes from people that, it took me like a year to even find one word. It's like, okay, but maybe focus less just on the aesthetics and try to like explore who you are as a person. Yeah. Like if someone had to describe you like with three words, like what would that be? And maybe think less about the style for a little 100%. While.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what inspires you? What do you enjoy?
Yeah, that's a really, really good takeaway.
Yeah. Are there any movies or shows that helped sort of define your style that, or that you can think of off the top that really inspires you? Where you're like, just damn, I love the style in this so much.
Oh, I mean, Gossip Girl was huge.
I've never seen it.
Me neither. What? I started and it was like, There are too many episodes.
Oh my god, that was like the epitome. Like it wasn't necessarily like how it influenced my style. I just thought the costuming in general of that show was like so good because it was to all of our points about how like it's cool when clothing underscores the actual essence of a person. I really felt like the costuming is what clinched everybody's character in that show. You know what I mean? Like you really felt who they were because of what they were wearing. I liked both. I loved Blair's like super preppy headband, sock, like whatever. And then I loved Serena's like sparkly boho, whatever.
I don't know. There's not one like currently, and I think it's because just like with the digital age and like social media, I get a lot of inspiration from social media.
Are there any like eras or like celebrities or?
I mean, I used to. I I used to watch The Hills a lot, like when that whole, like, when, and I feel like I might have been very inspired by what they wore on that show back then. Also because it was very wearable, like the outfit, because they were a real person in a reality TV show. So I feel like I often like replicated, like Lauren Conrad. She has a much more like feminine, soft way of dressing than what I do now, but I feel like at the time I was very much trying to like nail that and dress that way, like little A-line skirts and like ballet flats and you know, cute little top, or like cute top and a pair of jeans, so I was very inspired by that at the time. But
I can't think of a show in particular. Maybe Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one with, like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, like, from the 90s. And I remember really being drawn to Faith. Did you ever watch the show?
Faith?
Yeah. No. Buffy. So Faith in Buffy. So she was, like, the second Vampire Slayer. And then she ended up being, like, the badass one.
Was she the young one?
She was like a mid character. I think she came in around season two. So there's an episode where Buffy dies for like a second. So the second the Vampire Slayer dies, a new Vampire Slayer is born. So then Faith came in. So then there were, anyways, I love Buffy. But that era is very like every, you know, like Spike and Angel. So Angel always wore like the leather blazers, and Spike had the long leather trench coat, and then Buffy would have like the leather pants, and like those like really chunky boots. And then Faith, when she came in, she was kind of like badass, edgy, cool. So she always had like a dark 90s red lip, and her hair was like dark like mine, and like she always had a leather jacket on, like a biker jacket. And I'm just like, I feel like that, like I think that combined with like my parents, because they were bikers growing up, so, and like we listened to a lot of blues in the house, like a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan, BB King, that kind of stuff. So I feel like that all really influenced my style, and I think that's where I get a lot of inspiration. So like or like 90s, like Winona Ryder, or like Drew Barrymore from the 90s, Kate Moss, like.
Actually, now that we say like TV show, like I've watched Friends a lot, and especially the early episodes, like the Levi Strauss, like especially Monica.
Okay.
Like Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox, style actually really, just the real like 90s Levi's jeans, and then just the t-shirt and the white sneakers and stuff, red lip, like really.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a lot of inspiration from the 90s and early 2000s in general, like the not the 2010s, not like the low rise, not like the Paris Hilton and like the jeans with the fly this long, but early 2000s, 1999, 2000, that kind of vibe. Yeah, I get a lot from that. I love that. And I think that's like where the minimalism kind of comes into, right? Like, like early Calvin Klein and like...
I like how both of your shows are very much also reflections of your current like personalities and style, even like like I was thinking like Christina, like look at who your like strong female character, like badass kick-ass woman, like literally
the eyeliner flick and the nails,
really cool. And then for Lauren, I never watched The Hills, but like so like approachable and soft and like chill, like moving through life. And that's something that like I thought like when I was watching you in the subway, like California, like ease, like I find when I think of you and your style, like there's so much ease and softness, and it's always rooted in like functionality so that you can move through life. And like you were just like so like at the airport and like in the subway, like especially in Copenhagen. I don't know, maybe it's because we were in Denmark and I was like, this is Tina's homeland, like this is where we are. And so like I don't know, you just like you had your bag and you just like wandering around with your coat, and I just felt like you kind of like you're very like soft the way you move through life.
Yeah.
You know what I do? You know what I'm saying? Am I describing this correctly?
No, like, I totally. You float.
You float. Yeah.
I love that. I've actually like thought about maybe soft should be one of my words, not in the sense of like super frilly, girly,
but how you move through life, I feel like, is very soft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Yeah. So, I thought that was... And I just... Both of your shows, I was like, okay,
cool.
Yeah,
it's true, yeah.
There's, like, a gentleness to... And I think, like... Yeah, like, there's, like... there. Yeah, there's, like, a nurturing vibe to it, too. Yes. And, like, maybe because you're a mom now and it's just, like, you know, that kind of part comes through. So, yeah. I just get, like, a lot of There's a gentle aura. It's very nice. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And it goes with your soft color palette. Yes. Oh, yeah. And yeah. Like, yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
We all learn something. What's going on with the shower?
So our shower takes a long time to. Oh, there we go. It's done. I think because they run just, on like, pumps.
Or, yeah.
We're at an eco-friendly hotel. So.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't pronounce the hotel name, so I'm going to leave it to our resident Danish woman to do that.
Yeah, so they have like an Instagram called just called Eco Hotel, so that's definitely the more international name there. But the hotel is called Guldsmeden, so which essentially like means goldsmith, or it's like their logo is the buck, so it's more like the dragonfly, but directly translated it means goldsmith. But yeah, it's an eco-friendly hotel, really nice. They have
Beautiful, yeah.
Great breakfast, great gym, like lovely beds, and just very nice. And they go all the way like with their sustainability efforts. Like
they gave us these like refillable water bottles, and then they have for your rubbish that you throw. There's like. It all just doesn't go in the bin here. You like take it out in the hallway and you can sort it properly and stuff and like kind of do your part here too, which is very, very cool. Like they really make it easy to be a little more. It's the toilet paper sustainable.
Yes. And refillable refillable shampoo bottles in the bathroom.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Cool. I think even with the shower now running, it's because there's like a specific system to save water.
Yeah,
so really great. Very recommendable.
And I love
Thank you for hosting us.
Where
we're
filming that podcast.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to check out because they're not just here in Copenhagen. So, no. Next time I travel, I'm going to look for this chain because it's so good.
Yeah. Berlin.
Yeah.
Several places in Europe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really have. And I like how you said it's easy to be sustainable. Like, it's easy to make more convenient. Conscious choices. It's convenient. I like that.
Yeah.
Cool. Yes. Thank you for having us.
And for full transparency and advertisement disclosure, this hotel was part of a gifted collaboration, so we did stay there free of charge.
So let us know what inspires you in terms of your style outside of the internet, because there's just so much more when you kind of increase your horizons about how you can find your style and build off of it and take chances with it.
Yeah, I think even just looking at someone close to you, like try to get into the drill of doing that and like connect the dots. It's a great personal style.
And I think too, just before we go, like that just makes me think of, because we can always be like, you know, and think about it next time you're like looking at style content on the internet and being like, oh, I don't like this outfit. Mm. Think about what you do like from it. What inspires you about it? Or can you flip that script to be like, okay, this might not be my style, but what is it about, like, what's she doing that I admire here? Like, what can I learn from this? And maybe what you do learn is that, like, I don't like that and I wouldn't wear that, but, like, you know, props to them for trying kind of thing. So, like, flipping it into a positive, I think, is always really helpful. Because I feel like there's just so much like, ugh, I would never wear that online. And it can make, it almost closes you off to trying new things and experimenting and just being brave with your style too a little bit.
Yes, so, you're completely right. Yeah. Good point.
Well said.
So let us know. Leave us a comment. Let us know who inspires you, what inspires you, because I love to know that too. It's like, you know, then you discover people and styles and auras and essences that are just like, like, damn, I wish I learned that sooner. So see you next week.
In the next one.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining in our conversation this week. If you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple and leave us a rating and review. It's one of the best ways to support the Sustain This podcast at zero cost to you.
We're also a community-led podcast, so if you have any questions for us, topic requests, or even guests you want to hear from, please send us a DM on Instagram at sustainthis_podcast. We read all of our comments and look forward to hearing from you.
We hope you join us again next Tuesday, where we'll talk about so much more than clothes. Ciao!